And welcome into American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. We wrap up our series of conversations from the NAFB convention in Kansas City, Missouri, here a couple of weeks ago. We talked with a lot of folks throughout the agriculture industry during the convention and during the trade talk session, which is held every Thursday of convention. And we caught up with the CEO of CropLife America, Chris Novak, during the trade talk convention portion of the convention, and talked to him about a host of issues that they are working on and fighting for in Washington, D.C. Here's our interview with CropLife America's Chris Novak. We are catching up now with Chris Novak, the CEO of CropLife America, here at Trade Talk. Chris, it's great to see you. How are you, my friend?
Great to be here. Love to be back in Kansas City with all the farm broadcasters.
Yeah, it's always nice to be, you know, back in the room with everyone, especially this year, just being in person and being able to be back here after last year's virtual event. It just wasn't the same, Chris.
No, and you know, love the work that you all do in telling the story of American agriculture. And, you know, we have so many people, consumers today, who are interested in where their food comes from and yet know so little about how food is produced and grown. And the farm broadcasters do such a tremendous job telling that story. So thank you for your work.
Well, thank you for your work as well and the things you're doing at CropLife America. You're in D.C. A lot of things going on in D.C., regardless of, you know, your party or whatever the case may be. There's a lot of things going on surrounding agriculture, regulatory environment. We're talking pesticides. Catch us up on some of the latest just with things that you're hearing on the regulatory front across all of agriculture and what you guys deal with.
Well, you know, for your farm customers, we know that the issue and the challenge is how the supply chain is impacting the availability of products, the inputs that they need to grow their crop next year. And certainly we've had some challenges from a pesticide standpoint. The Texas freeze, and most folks may not necessarily think about that, but that actually shut off some important ingredients that are used as a part of the pesticide manufacturing process. And then, of course, Hurricane Ida, as she came through this summer, impacted some of the production of glyphosate. So we know that farmers are looking for sources there. Those supply chain issues, a lot of my colleagues are working together to say, how can we reach out to the Biden administration, adjust some things with regard to transportation, ensure that the regulatory system is working efficiently. So that's going to be a major focus for us here in the next few days. The other issue before us is just the EPA's decisions on pesticides, and that regulatory process is complex and challenging.
It's very challenging. And, you know, on the supply chain front, more on that for a second. I mean, we just think about how this is all changed and maybe come to a head here in the last 7, 8, 9 months, and we think about these challenges and we're hoping that it's not bad getting into next year, but at the same time there's a lot out there to really try and unravel. It's a dire situation in many areas of the supply chain, Chris.
It really is, and in some ways it's very simple things that, you know, have been exposed by the pandemic. I can remember as the pandemic started, we saw states that were shutting down rest areas for health and safety, and yet we still had truckers on the road, you know, who needed a place to pull over. And you know, we wrote to the governors to say, make sure that you have facilities open, you know, to support our trucking industry. Today, we've got a shortage of drivers. We need at least 80,000 more truck drivers to keep goods flowing here in America. And there are restrictions within government in terms of the weights of trucks and hours of service that a driver can be on the road. And those are some minor changes that could help relieve some of the current pressure. So those are examples of regulatory changes that we could see out of the Biden administration that might help agriculture in the long run. There's other issues that are going to take a lot longer to fix. We're not going to recruit 80,000 truck drivers overnight. So we have to find people, ensure the incentives are there, and also provide the driver training that is necessary.
Well, Chris, anything else as you're looking into 2022 that you and the folks at CropLife America, and anything you're working on and any other issues that you're looking at here in D.C.?
Well, I think what my message to farmers would be is you know, don't take your ag inputs for granted. We do have EPA looking at and some recent public statements with respect to the use of dicamba, one of the products that's out there on the market. Obviously, we've got a lot of challenges with glyphosate that farmers rely upon. EPA is likely to make some decisions on these products, and yet they need to hear from farmers how important these tools are. They need to hear how farmers are using these products, but they also need to understand that there needs to be sound science supporting the regulatory decisions, and that message doesn't always get through in Washington. There's a lot of politics at play with regards to the approval of pesticides, and that undermines the work of the career scientists at EPA who take their job very responsibly and very diligently to ensure the safety and the safe use of the pesticide products that are available to farmers. So farmers need to have a voice and need to speak out at this point in time.
Well, a lot of great insight, Chris, and I'm sure we'll be keeping our eyes on things going on in D.C., and I'm sure we'll catch up with you again down the road and learn more about it. And if folks want to learn more about the things that you and the team with Crop Life America are doing, I'm sure they can go online, can't they?
Croplife.com website, and we'll lots of information there about product availability and safety.
Awesome. Chris Novak, CEO of Crop Life America, thanks for joining me here at Trade Talk. We will talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Jesse.
And again, that is Chris Novak, the CEO of CropLife America. We talked to him during Trade Talk at the NAFB convention in Kansas City, Missouri, here a couple weeks back. You can listen to all of our interviews from Trade Talk, from the NAFB convention, by going to our website, AmericanAgNetwork.com. You can listen to all the other interviews we had conducted during Trade Talk, everything from seed to trade news to other hot button issues to agronomy, you name it. We had a lot of discussions. You can listen back to all of that at AmericanAgNetwork.com. One news of agriculture note here today. U.S. Former Secretary of State, I should say, Hillary Clinton told Bloomberg that the Biden administration would likely remove some punitive tariffs on Chinese imports. She says there is an ongoing process to try to figure out what America's best approach to China will be going forward, saying, quote, I predict there will be some changes, however, they won't all disappear, and some may continue in the new reality we're living in, end quote. Last month, U.S. Trade Representative Katherine Tai said the administration will directly engage with China to enforce commitments the Asian nation made in a trade deal with former President Trump. After more than 2 years since the duties took effect, the U.S. and China are shipping goods to each other at a pace that seems to suggest the drawn-out trade war never happened. Tai recently announced that the USTR will reinstate tariff exclusions for some imports from China after previous exemptions expired, and her office is currently taking exclusion requests. And that's a look at news of agriculture and more here on American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. Find us again online for more NAFB interviews at AmericanAgNetwork.com. I'm your host, Jesse Allen, wishing you a great rest of your day.